At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor with you again. And we've got even more breaking news that's going to absolutely make your weekend. These corrupt Democrat operatives are all dropping like flies. So first, it was all old pencil neck Adam Schiff, right? It was just announced he's under federal investigation for mortgage fraud. Then this activist federal judge, James Boasberg, he was just shut down by a D.C. circuit court, basically removed from adjudicating anything to do with Trump from this point forward. Now we got the ultra repulsive New York Attorney General Letitia James, the very one who tried to bring down Trump through that ridiculous charade in a Manhattan court. Bottom line, Letitia James just got hit with federal criminal charges. James is now under federal criminal investigation, and this changes absolutely everything for Trump's enemies. It's just been announced that Attorney General Pam Bondi has launched a federal grand jury investigation into Letitia James, the same woman who tried to bankrupt Trump with that bogus $450 million fraud case. And gang, make no mistake, this is just the beginning of what's coming for every weaponized prosecutor who weaponized the law against Trump. But I have to admit, personally, this federal investigation is especially sweet, precisely because Letitia James has for years built her entire career on, quote, getting Trump. I mean, that was her literal campaign slogan for attorney general. She said over and over again, I look forward to going into office every single day as attorney general, suing Trump and then going home. That was her entire campaign. That was her obsession. It was banana republic antics at their most absurd. She convicted Trump of criminality before she even had the slightest shred of any evidence of any wrongdoing. This is the woman who claimed that Mar-a-Lago, one of the most exclusive properties in America, was worth $18 million. Houses down the street are selling for $150 million. Look it up yourself on realtor.com. But somehow Trump's oceanfront estate, one of the most exclusive properties in the entire nation, was worth less than a suburban McMansion. And so here's where all of this comes crashing down on her. James is not just facing one federal investigation. She's got 3 separate probes going. She has a grand jury investigating her for deprivation of rights, which in plain English just simply means using your government position to intentionally violate a citizen's constitutional rights. So she's being investigated for having weaponized the legal system against Trump in her case against him. Remember, in her supposed fraud case against Trump, even the alleged victims, the banks, testified in court they felt no fraud occurred. They said Trump paid every loan on time in full. They wanted to do more business with him. Everyone testified that Mar-a-Lago was appraised at precisely the amount it was worth. And yet Letitia James put together what she knew was a kangaroo court to get a conviction against Trump, even though he didn't do anything wrong. Heck, we still don't actually know what he was convicted of, since the charges were all made up by Fat Alvin Bragg. So she's now being investigated for deprivation of rights. That's the first investigation. Then there's the FBI mortgage fraud investigation in New York, and then another grand jury in Virginia investigating her for property fraud. So those latter two investigations, the mortgage fraud, the property fraud, they're more or less interrelated. So James allegedly lied about a Virginia property being her primary residence to get better mortgage rates, despite being legally required to live in New York as attorney general.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And then on top of that, she's also accused of misrepresenting a five-unit Brooklyn property as only having four units to qualify for better loan terms. And get this, there's even an allegation that she and her father signed mortgage documents back in 1983 claiming to be husband and wife. We can't make this stuff up. So I don't see how she gets out of these three federal investigations, to be honest with you. But more than that, this really is so much more than just Letitia James. She's just at the tip of the iceberg here. The DOJ is now going after the entire lawfare network that tried to destroy Trump. So we're talking Fat Alvin Bragg's Manhattan prosecution. We're talking Fannie Willis, right, in Georgia. We're talking Jack Smith's federal cases. So he is now officially under investigation. We did a video on this earlier. Smith is being investigated for violating what's called the Hatch Act. So this it's using one's office to basically interfere in an election. And he's being investigated for tampering with and mishandling evidence. And then on top of that, of course, I alluded, Adam Schiff is now under investigation for similar charges to Letitia James committing mortgage fraud. So this is what I mean when I say that this is about so much more than just Letitia James. What we are witnessing is the systematic dismantling of the greatest abuse of prosecutorial power in our nation's history. These prosecutors didn't just do their jobs. They weaponized the legal system for political revenge. Every legal expert worth their salt who's looked at James's case against Trump has said the same thing. This was lawfare, plain and simple. This was the very definition of lawfare. I mean, for heaven's sake, she literally campaigned on prosecuting Trump before she had any evidence. That's not how justice works in America. That's how a banana republic functions. And the appeals courts know it, too. They've essentially frozen her bogus judgment because even liberal judges can see that this case was a sham from day one. So it really does look as if the day of retribution has finally come for Letitia James and these lawfare sycophants. Again, the key here, this isn't about revenge, raw revenge. This is about accountability. We have the high ground on this one. This is about holding elected officials who have blatantly violated their oaths of office accountable for those blatant violations. This is not Trump's revenge tour. It's about righting wrongs. It's about restoring the rule of law. It's about reinstating public confidence in our legal system. Democrats literally destroy everything they touch, if you think about it. And it's precisely because they mean to. They hate America. They are all in some way, shape, or form. They are all post-American. They want to burn down our nation and replace it with one crafted according to their sick, twisted, woke image. If the Biden years taught us anything, there is no institution, from the weaponization of the Department of Justice to the emasculation of border enforcement to mass DEI implementation, the mandating of trans athletes in sports, there's literally no institution that's safe from their utterly destructive wokeness. And Letitia James certainly proved that when it came to the New York Attorney General's office. The wonderful news is that daddy's home. Trump and the MAGA movement have won. We have won. And now it's time to restore our nation's institutions to greatness and hold those enemies who sought to destroy and dismantle those institutions finally and decisively accountable. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.